This week on Indian Times, Harvey Pratt has turned his special skills into two special occupations, Native American artist and police forensic artist. Pratt, a member of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes of Oklahoma, first got notice as a school kid.
I went to St. Patrick's Indian Mission at a boarding school in Anadarko, Oklahoma. The priest there saw me drawing, and he bought me some supplies, you know, and then he contacted Susie Peters.
Susie Peters was a Kiowa Agency field matron whose job it was to help school Native American women in the domestic arts of the day. It was Peters who noticed the artwork of young Kiowa artists and formed an art club. From this club would emerge the Kiowa Five, whose art would eventually be shown around the world in the 1920s and 30s.
She came out and looked at some of my artwork, and she said, I had no idea who she was, you know, it didn't mean anything to me, but I do remember her coming out and looking at my things and saying, well, she said he has talent. She said, you know, we need to encourage him. So he did buy me some stuff, and like I said, I sold my first painting, and then I went to college, and I thought I wanted to be an artist and that instructor. Every time he would pull a piece of art out to critique it, he would pull out one of my pieces, and he would say, well, let's see what this guy did. Don't do this, you know, don't do that, and look what he did. You know, I thought, well, hell, obviously, I can't be an artist. You know, so I changed my major.
Pratt joined the Marines and was sent to Vietnam. It was there that his fellow soldiers noticed him, as he put it, doodling.
When I got out of the Marine Corps and I went back to school, I changed majors again, and by that time I was already in trouble, because when I left college the first time, I just walked away and I got 16 hours a F, and I almost didn't get back in college. They put me on probation and all kinds of stuff, but by then I was a little older and had a little more sense about me and studied harder, and I finally became a police officer and ended up going to night school and, you know, getting my degree at that point.
Pratt remained an artist divided.
But, you know, it was kind of a struggle, but I always was doing art. I kept doing art, and my brother was doing some, Charles Pratt was doing some stuff by then, and I saw that he was having a certain amount of success, and so I kind of continued to paint, and I started selling a few things here and there. And I had a couple of galleries that helped me out, you know, and started exhibiting my work. And then I started doing some shows. And so it just kind of evolved. Before I knew it, you know, I had to keep my full-time job. But then I had a wife and kids, and I had to make a decision, you know, somewhere along my way when I was making about half and half. Half of my income was from art and half was from my job. And I thought, well, I need to make a decision. Do I want to be an artist? Do I want to finish with my retirement here? And so I kind of backed off of the art. Stayed in the law enforcement field, but I still continued with my art, but it was never full-time. It was always part-time.
Pratt is recognized equally in both worlds. He was the honored one at the Red Earth Festival in 2005, and for a time he was the interim director of the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, and last year he was inducted into the Oklahoma Law Enforcement Hall of Fame.
So when you start thinking back about in law enforcement as an artist, you know, 5,000 witness description drawings, 1,000 soft tissue reconstructions, and 200 skull reconstructions, and age progressions on fugitives and missing people. You know, it's just a lot of different things, you know, in the forensic art. And it was job satisfaction as far as doing the police art.
Pratt has been asked to do the unusual, such as interpret people's recollections of Bigfoot sightings for the book The Hoopah Project by David Paul Eads. But for now, Pratt is looking forward to participating in his hometown's art festival, Guthrie Art Escape, this October 5th and 6th in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Harvey Pratt, Native American artist and forensic artist for the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation.